Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Still no trial date set in the Heitman fraud case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Nathan Heitman's pretrial hearing took place at the Campbell County Courthouse in Courtroom 1 late Wednesday afternoon. The former fiancé of missing woman Irene Gakwa appeared in court on 5 felony counts in front of a crowd of Gakwa's family, friends, and members of a local search group at around 4:15 p.m. Gakwa's friends and family, who were in attendance, appeared anxious and were expressing concern over how long this process is taken. The hearing was designed to iron out details before the trial begins and for an opportunity for the defense to lay out any objections. Heitman's attorney, Dallas Lamb, said he was concerned about some of the witnesses on the prosecution's list during the discussion. Lamb told Judge James Michael Causey he wanted to ensure some of the potential witnesses on Hankus's list would be limited to testifying about the crimes the defendant is currently charged with. Campbell County Attorney Nathan Hankus told Judge Causey, with the nature of the charges of unauthorized use, he believed all testimony provided by the witnesses will be relevant to the current case. Lamb also requested the prosecutors provide documentation on the authenticity of several of the witnesses on the list, which could include Google, Amazon, and other digital sources. Hankus explained there may be representatives from those agencies who will come to testify in person, but agreed to the court documentation would be provided. The most pressing concern of the hearing was to set a date for the jury trial. Both sides agreed they would need 10 days to complete the trial, and due to family members being out of state, they would like those days to be consecutive. Judge Causey referenced the current court docket and said February 6th through the 10th is the soonest available date, but that wouldn't be enough time to complete the trial. Further research into the date would be necessary. Before the end of the hearing, Lamb, on behalf of Heitman, proclaimed his intention to file a motion for change of venue. He said he understood how high profile the case was and that the amount of media attention it has received makes the request justified. Judge Causey urged Lamb to provide the motion as soon as possible so a date could be set. Registration is open for the Campbell County School District Dual Language Immersion Program. The deadline to register for the lottery for fall of 2023 is January 13th at midnight. If your child will be 5 years old by September 15th, you can apply for the DLI program. The digital interest form can be found on the school district website at ccsd.k12.wy.us. Applications received after the deadline will be placed on a wait list. The Dual Language Immersion Program gives students the opportunity to learn Spanish by spending half the day speaking English and half the day speaking Spanish. The program, which started in 2016, is now only at Stock Trail Elementary. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees voted in April 2022 to move all DLI students to the same school. Kindergarten registration for the 2023-24 school year is coming next month. The dates to register your child, who must be 5 years old by September 15th to register, is February 6th through the 10th. You will need your child's birth certificate and shot records at the time of registration. Go to the elementary school in your neighborhood attendance area to get registered. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.